Medfield's Matthew O'Coin is a rising classical music star who's been compared to many musicians, including Mozart. The 25-year-old pianist, composer, and conductor has led concerts at both the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and the Metropolitan Opera. Tonight, the American Repertory Theater premieres this, his new opera. O'Coin wrote both the music and the lyrics, or libretto, for this opera, inspired by the poet Walt Whitman. WBUR's Andrea Shea checked out dress rehearsal and has this report.
In the orchestra pit, wearing an untucked black button-down, the sprightly O'Coin bounces his head in sync with musical punctuations he penned himself. He's been developing his opera Crossing for more than 2 years. It's a dark exploration of Walt Whitman's experiences as a nurse in a Civil War hospital.
It's a curious thing. He basically dropped everything and volunteered for 3 or 4 years in hellish circumstances, and kept a diary of the soldiers he met.
Whitman was obsessed with maintaining human contact during a bloody conflict that would kill 10,000 men in a single field on a single day. O'Coin says the poet used words to paint portraits of each injured and dying man he met in a real-life Washington, D.C. hospital, including a young soldier named John Wormley. In his diary, Whitman noted how the young Southerner stared at him, bemused, as if wondering what this middle-aged man was doing here.
And that's basically it. He makes a cameo appearance, but I imagined who this person might have been and entirely fictionalized it. And there are betrayals and lies and, you know, it's an opera. We gotta have the blood and guts.
Whitman is attracted to the charismatic but psychologically damaged Wormley, who impersonates a Union soldier so he can stay in the hospital. O'Coin calls his opera a love story, but it also reveals Whitman's identity crisis as a universal humanist and everyman.
If you create that persona in your poetry, you probably can't live that way. What was the relationship between this heroic persona and the person that he had to be in interacting with other human beings? We don't know, but that's what the opera's about.
It also plumbs Whitman's struggle with being gay and questions his motivations for living among younger, vulnerable men. On stage, the suffering, lonely soldiers resemble zombies in a purgatory. This opera is something of a test for O'Coin as an emerging voice in classical music, and the task he accepted is formidable. Throughout opera history, he says, one person usually writes the music and possibly conducts, while another conjures the words. The American Repertory Theater commissioned O'Coin to do all three.
I can still barely believe they took a chance on me. Classical music is obsessed with youth, and it's obsessed with old age. If you try to act like the young hotshot, they will eat you alive.
Oh, he's definitely precocious. There's no doubt about that. I just think I can do anything.
At the same time, American baritone Rod Guilfrey, who sings the role of Whitman, says O'Coin is humble. Guilfrey has worked with the young conductor at the Metropolitan Opera in New York. This is the veteran singer's eighth new opera, but the first where the composer is also the librettist and conductor. He says Andre Previn came close in 1998 with A Streetcar Named Desire.
He did not write the libretto, but he wrote the music and conducted it. And it's kind of interesting because he had some conflicts with his librettist. They didn't really see eye to eye on many occasions, and the librettist couldn't write text fast enough for Andre to set it. Well, we don't have that problem here because Matt is, you know, doing it all himself.
That's a lot of eggs in one basket and a lot of pressure. But Guilfrey says O'Coin pulls it off. As for the music,
it's really got everything. And the choral writing is fantastic. You know, we've got 12 wounded soldiers who sing together these beautiful choruses that will just melt your heart.
Award-winning director Diane Paulus discovered O'Coin when he staged his first opera as an undergrad at Harvard University, where he majored in poetry. She also heads the American Repertory Theater and says her goal after the past few years has been to nurture O'Coin through the development process, starting with the libretto.
We're going to read it out loud like a piece of text. We're going to analyze it dramaturgically. We're going to give you feedback. We're going to go back and forth with you on how to make the most powerful libretto and not even talk about the music.
They did that for a full year. O'Coin actually scrapped his first draft after it seemed finished. Paula says his nimbleness and Renaissance man qualities make him a new voice in the opera scene. O'Coin is thrilled about his big stage opera debut, and he hopes his new creation does justice to Whitman's struggle and his view of humanity. In the end, O'Coin opted not to use much of Whitman's poetry for the libretto, but he did cherry-pick bits from Crossing Brooklyn Ferry, which is a metaphor for life's journey. It's also why O'Coin called the opera Crossing.
Opera at its best can take you from one plane to another.
And O'Coin says we'll see if audiences will go along for that ride. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.